You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Covestor Radio, a show about money, milestones, and investing for your future. Today, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Kimberly, welcome once again to Covestor Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. Now, today, Kimberly, we're talking about building your investment portfolio using a core and satellite approach. If you could just get into that, that would be great.
Yes, of course. So core satellite is basically a portfolio construction approach which combines actively managed funds and index-like strategies in one portfolio. Core satellite can deliver the benefits of index investing and actively managed investments. So in other words, done correctly, core satellite can offer an investor the best of both worlds.
So let's talk about the core portion of a portfolio.
So in this core satellite framework, an investor uses an index strategy for the core, you know, sort of the centerpiece, if you will, of the portfolio. And the investment vehicle that he or she uses for the core can either be an index mutual fund or an ETF, which is an exchange-traded fund. The index approach to investing has several characteristics, but I'll highlight just a few here. So with indexing, you're seeking market returns of the index that you're tracking. So let's say the S&P 500. Index funds and ETFs, they hold most or in some cases all of the securities that comprise the index, and so the index manager's goal is to track that overall index performance. Index managers tend to buy and hold securities. Because of that, they have pretty low levels of portfolio turnover, and because the manager is not trying to beat the market, index fees are typically much lower than active management fees. And an additional benefit of indexing, portfolio returns are not dependent on one person or a group of people. Index investing tends to be more process dependent versus people dependent.
So how is the satellite different from the core?
Well, in this core satellite framework, an investor will use active managers for the satellite portion of the portfolio. And so here's the difference between the core and the satellite. With the core, you're trying to match market returns. With the satellite, with active management, you're trying to outperform the market. And generally, you know, active managers are trying to outperform the market through either security selection or market timing. Active managers tend to own a smaller number of securities than index managers. And because of that, you know, active managers often spend a lot of time and effort evaluating their holdings, you know, when they initiate a position and then on an ongoing basis. And as you know, Eric, you know, active managers use a variety of themes in managing portfolios. Value, growth, large cap focus, small cap focus, you know, different tilts. So therefore, unlike index funds, the results of an actively managed portfolio, the investment results, will rely heavily on the skill of an individual portfolio manager. So naturally, it follows that an investor's skill level in identifying managers who can outperform is a crucial factor in making core satellite investing work.
Today, once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing here on Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Kimberly, on a previous episode of Covestor Radio, we discussed the investment concepts of beta and alpha. How are beta and alpha different than core and satellite?
You know, Eric, it's a really good question because these terms are often used interchangeably and they're related, but they are different. So alpha and beta are measurements of investment risk. Beta tells an investor how volatile an investment has been relative to the market. Beta measures how an asset moves versus a benchmark. And a benchmark can be, you know, the S&P 500. Alpha, on the other hand, measures the portion of an investment's return arising from specific non-market risk. So if the index is the market, alpha measures, you know, what is the risk that's not related to the market overall. And so alpha is the portion of a portfolio's return that is the result of manager skill, not simply market return. So in the core satellite framework that we've been discussing, the core portion of a portfolio should have a beta pretty close to one, meaning that the risk return profile can be explained nearly entirely by the movement of the index that the investment is tracking. And so it follows that if an active manager is outperforming the market, then he or she will have a positive alpha. If you have an active manager with negative alpha, then ostensibly, you know, you're paying extra fees for someone who's not beating their benchmark.
And what are the benefits of an investor using a core satellite approach?
Well, the idea of core satellite is to build a core of index funds and to complement those funds with a satellite of actively managed funds. So what this does overall for portfolio construction is create a portfolio that will be more diversified. The overall investment management fees and transaction costs should be lower. And portfolio returns are less reliant on an investor picking active managers who can outperform. But when you're doing this, you're still allowing for the possibility that the portfolio overall will beat the market's return, rather than simply matching the market return with an index fund.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts and/or a tip on today's topic, building your investment portfolio using a core and satellite approach?
So, asset allocation is the mix of assets in a given portfolio, and the asset allocation decision remains the most important decision that an investor makes. Asset allocation is the greatest determinant of portfolio outcomes. So there's long-standing studies, studies that have withstood the test of time that that conclude that asset allocation accounts for over 90% of the variation in returns in a portfolio, with market timing and security selection accounting for the remainder. So portfolio implementation is certainly important, but the most important thing is asset allocation.
Kimberly, if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Covestor online.
Covestor.com.
Thanks so much, as always, for being a part of Covestor Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking to, once again, Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. We certainly do thank you for joining us on this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. And for more information, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.